Hello,
Blog
hello,
Talk
hello.
Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Our time now, Blog Talk Radio, actually. I am the host, Joey White, and on the phone, I believe we have Miss Brandy. Brandy, you on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's going on today down in the South? Any new, any good news down there? Anything going on?
Not that I know of.
Well, man, don't sound so excited now. I mean, man, you know, blow out my eardrums and things. Before we get into this today's topic, anything you want to talk about as far as news that we can use?
Nothing that I can think of right now that you don't put me on the spot. I can think of something.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just reading an article about Detroit schools. The teachers, they have turned to Twitter to show their anger and outrage about the conditions of the schools, and it's rather disgusting. I mean, I don't even know how this could be legal.
Oh,
I mean, they have, I mean, when I say they have mold, they're growing mushrooms in the classroom, and it's not like for science purposes, like they're growing out of the wall. They have black mold, teachers saying that they have black mold and it smells, and ceiling tiles are falling. I mean, these are conditions that you see from a school that has been closed for a while, not a school that's still up and running. I don't understand how this is working.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. No, I ain't read that.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw it online. I was like, this is really sad. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, America, they just had a $1.5 billion lotto, and we can't spend any money on our school systems, and then we say that America's so good and so great. I'm like, where? I'm like, I don't understand this.
All that money to get that Powerball up to $1.something billion, but they can't put their money together and buy something for the school, build another school.
Now to America's credit, to play devil's advocate a bit. The lottery is a state-run system, and the Powerball is a multi-state system where people put money in. Now, obviously, they play games, because I saw another video about the lotto, and it was funny because they were having like a live lotto. You know how they come on and tell you the numbers and stuff. I haven't seen that in forever. My parents used to play lotto all the time, and they came on, I think, at 7 o'clock or something. But I haven't seen the lotto numbers on TV. Or maybe I ain't looking. But this one was, it was like, the first number was like 19, and the second number was like 14 or something like that. And then the third number was 20, like it was like 21, 27 or something like that. And the guy said 21. And the number and the thing and the machine was still rolling, like it was still like trying to pick a number, and he was like, yeah, the next number is 21, and the thing was still going and it hadn't picked the number yet. He was like, how do you know the number before it even came out? It's like, it's rigged. So obviously this whole lottery system is rigged, but as far as America's concerned,
that's the point. All these people that put their money in it to get it up to $1 billion, they're not all going to win. But they all went out there and spent their hard-earned money to buy tickets to get it up that high.
Oh, of course.
You
got a 1 in 229 million chance of winning.
$1 on lottery tickets.
And then they said, I was listening to NPR the other day, they said that the amount of money you need to play every conceivable combination of lottery numbers for that particular drawing was like $5 million and some odd dollars you would have to spend in order to get every conceivable combination of number for that lottery drawing. So if you was going to spend almost $5.5 million to get every single combination just possibly to win, well, I guess if you had $5 million to throw away like that, you can get you at least you would probably get about $12-14 million or something like that. I don't know. You make your money back plus. So I guess it's a good gamble if you got the money, but you know, if you don't, you know, it's whatever. But still, just talking about
a lot of people got $5 million to throw away.
Hey, somebody, you know, I'm just saying that's the number that they said you needed, about $5 million plus, like $5.5 million to play every single combination of number for the lottery. But the reason I brought that up, like I said, is just because of the school system. Our schools are falling apart. Our kids aren't learning. They keep changing the learning systems. Now they have this Common Core stuff, and it's like it's really ridiculous because my kids, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to do Common Core, and the teachers are having problems with theirs. They're like, hey, if it's hard for us, I know it's hard for the kids. So, you know, they feel the parents' pain, but it ain't nothing that they can do because they went away from 10 times 10 is 100. Now you got to break it down to some crazy number or whatever to come all the way back to it. It's something stupid. And you have to have the explanations also. But I say all that to say that today's topic is how doing business with Our Time Now can help you. That all goes together. As you know, Our Time Now is not only a social media site, but also a business site encompassing a web store. And we are working towards building a network of black businesses so our people can have access to every conceivable business that we can get up under our umbrella. You have anything to say, Brandon, about that?
No, I agree.
Now, there are businesses that have their own websites and whatnot, and that's obviously a good thing, but the purpose of us promoting the business aspect of Our Time Now is that we want to have everyone that's already doing social media have access to these businesses. So there'll be a one-stop shop also, and then we can also, the main thing is to build unity. It's all about unity. We want to build unity in the black community. We want to have a synergy going with all our businesses, and we want to be able to speak to business owners if we have any complaints or concerns or congratulations about the products that we want to buy or that we are going to buy. So that is the reason that we want to build the business part of Our Time Now, because if I'm buying, say, a dashiki from someone, I want to at least ask this person a question about the dashiki in real time if they are online, or I can leave them a message and I will get it back, get an answer quicker than I would get it going to their website. Sometimes, and you know, and I also can leave a thank you comment also for them. So I mean, that's the good part about being on, you know, a network where it has a social part and a business part. Now the bad part, there really is no bad part to this, because it's all about, you know, building relationships in the black community. That's the whole point. We see Walmart is closing 246 stores nation. I think it's like 240 or 270 stores nation. I think it's nationwide or worldwide, one of the two. Either way, over 200 stores and that they're closing, which means that there are jobs being lost. There are products that are not being sold. People are going to be in economic straits because of this. So we need to close ranks and, you know, do for self. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and it's good that other, you know, people can see other people's comments and stuff, because I like seeing, you know, real reviews and stuff that I'm thinking about purchasing.
Yeah, that's the whole. That's the main. That's the skin in the game, basically. Just, you know, being able to speak to somebody that's actually selling the product, because, you know, people like relationships. That's why they go to mom and pop businesses and go there over going to a Walmart or something, because they can actually talk to the person that owns the store if they have a problem or a complaint or a suggestion or whatever. They can talk to that person or those people versus trying to get a comment to Mrs. Walton. That will never happen.
Even if
you could.
It's better than trying to do it on, it's better than trying to do it on, like, Facebook and Instagram or something, because at least on our time now, you know that it's only black people that's looking at it, for one thing. And if the purpose of your product is to market it to black people, like, you don't want to sell no I Am Marcus Garvey shirt to no non-black. So if you bring it on our time now, of course you have people that's looking for stuff like that.
Exactly. I mean, we have to be real. Obviously, when you're in business, you want to do business with everybody, because money's green. Everybody wants money. You know, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, but really, Mark Zuckerberg.
Just for us, Joey. I'm not talking about
products. No, I know what you're saying.
Of course. You need to sell to everybody, but not know I Am Marcus Garvey. If I see you selling an I Am Marcus Garvey shirt to a non-black, I might slap you.
See, you didn't let me finish. I was basically going to say that. You know, Mark Zuckerberg will not be buying a I Am Marcus Garvey shirt at all. So it doesn't make any sense to advertise to
that,
Marcus Garvey.
Priest in what, Chicago, that was wearing the I Am Farrakhan's brother shirt. Somebody sold that to him.
Oh, well, somebody in, I don't know who gave that to him. I can't put no blame on nobody. I don't know who gave Father Flager a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, to Father Flager's defense, he is out there, you know, on the front lines, you know, doing as much work as he can to try to correct our situation. So,
and
I mean, I can't take nothing from him.
Don't let that make him black, though.
I understand. I understand. I mean, I'm not saying that makes him black. All I'm saying is that he's doing more work than some black folks. I mean, I put him in the same category as John Brown. You know, John Brown and his sons. I put him in the same situation, because when all boils down to it, they probably would shoot him just like they would shoot the next man. But I'm not saying all of them are like that. I'm just talking about him, since you brought up the T-shirt thing. But yeah, we do need to definitely, you know, do business with each other.
I mean, if you're selling candles, then yes, sell it to everybody. But if you're selling products for us, then don't sell it to them.
Oh, I understand. I'm not. That's the whole purpose of having our time now. Is if you're selling race specific products, you want to sell race-specific products to your people. Like when Asians sell, what do Asians sell? I don't know. Whatever they sell that's race-specific, they want. Huh?
Rice noodles.
That is not race-specific. But okay, let's just go with that. Rice noodles for Asians, and then Hispanics sell whatever they sell, and Jews sell whatever they sell matzo balls and whatnot to each other. You know what I'm saying? So they do race-specific
Mark
things.
Mark
and
sell all the time.
Uh-huh.
They know that's where the money is with each other. I said they market
exactly
within people all the time.
I know. I'm just that's the reason I brought that up. The whole purpose of them doing business with each other is because they want to keep the money in-house. With us, we got to get a paycheck, and we got to give it to we got to give our money away soon as we get it. And we give it to everybody else. So we need to change the mindset of black people, not only in America, but around the world. You know, we really need to, we need a checkup from the neck up. You know, it's a real problem when we have $1 trillion in the American economy and 1% of that goes to black businesses. And then the first thing that we do when Mama Joe's Soul Food is going out of business is, oh, well, let me go get a plate because it's going to be the last time I can go, and it happens to be the first time that you could go. You know, this is a problem.
Well, we have to support what we do have and keep creating new. Everything that we need on a daily basis, we should produce it.
Exactly. That's the whole reason behind, you know, our, like I said, behind our time now is that we have the marketplace. We have the place that we could do this business on. Because the internet, okay, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube. These are six businesses that have no actual product. They don't sell widgets. They don't sell wood. They don't sell nothing. They have no actual product for sale. They are a virtual business, and they are multi-billion dollar businesses. Now, with us, obviously, we don't have the same thing, but what we do have is the ability to create online businesses and sell our tangible goods to each other and also do it in a brick-and-mortar store if we have those. So we can hit them on two fronts. Facebook is just online. If the internet goes down, Facebook is dead. If you have a business, at least you have two ways of selling your particular product to people versus one, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the whole point is of our time now is to give you that second option of being able to sell your products online. Now, if you have your own website, like I said, you can always just use our time now as a meet and greet place for your business, just like you do with Facebook. But the difference is that your audience isn't truncated like it is on Facebook. Facebook, you have a maximum of 5,000 friends, but 5,000 people will never see your post because it just doesn't work that way, number one. And number two, the biggest thing is if you have a business post and you posting it a few times, Facebook will truncate your post. It's almost like they tag your link, so it won't be seen by as many people as you think it's being seen by. So all that time you spent making that cute little meme that you posting all over the place is only being seen by 20 people. That's why you're only getting 5 likes. So we need to, you know, get smarter about virtual business than we are.
Because you can't choose who it's marketed to.
I'm glad you said that. Exactly. You can't choose. Because with Facebook, they charge you a certain amount of money to advertise your product or service, but they don't say you can't advertise it straight to Hispanics or straight to Black people or straight to anybody. It's going to be to a block of customers, and that's it, at least the last time that I checked when I tried to do it. Now, they do have other companies like web.com that will create you a business Facebook page and drive traffic to it. But like I said, if your business is Black, is making Black cookies or cookies with African or Afrocentric themes, you know, white people are not going to be buying those unless they might buy one time for their Black friend birthday or something, but that's about all that they're going to do. So, you know, you're going to be wasting your money. I think they charge $180 a month for you to, for that link to be, I mean, that website to be up. And then if you don't want to pay them anymore, then they just take it down. But they drive traffic to your site, to your page, but it's not going to be the traffic that you want. Well, you have anything to add?
No, I mean, I completely agree with everything you said.
So that's the, you know, that's the nuts and bolts of advertising with our time now. You know, we can advertise straight to our people. We can talk to our people. And then what happens is once you start doing more business, then you can start hiring our people instead of, you know, having these kids out on the street with no jobs and no direction. We can be hiring them, you know, and even if you give one kid off the street a job, that would at least hype up the other kids, you know, to say, hey, maybe I can get a job next time that they hiring, you know, or you can give them non-paid work experience because that goes on your resume just as well. So we can start doing things for our people instead of sitting here waiting for a handout from the government, because they're not going to do anything for us. If we looked at President Obama and they say, well, you know, the president can only do so much. Yeah, that might be true, but he's not doing anything for us as a people.
Yeah.
You know, he went around the world to Africa, you know, trying to buffalo the African presidents into accepting homosexuality. He didn't talk about how the blacks had their land stolen and they can't even get a job in the country that their forebears had have been in for millions of years. He didn't say none of that. You know, I mean, he goes to the UN and talks about nothing. You know, we have a black attorney general, two black attorney generals, and neither one of them are talking about all of the police killings of our people. Now, people will say, well, what is it? You know, we have black on black crime and blah, blah, blah. But we already know that a criminal is going to do whatever a criminal is going to do. We're talking about people who are sworn to uphold the law, not people who are going to be hiding behind it. That is the difference there. So, I mean, you know, but it all starts with us creating businesses and creating jobs and creating opportunities for our people and our kids. Because when it all boils down to it, your business that's in the hood is going to be in the hood, and people that are in the hood are going to be there. So you need to, you know, turn them into allies instead of foes. You know, little Ray Ray wouldn't rob your store if he worked there, for the most part.
us doing business with people that we interact with on a daily basis. You know, people that we can get to know online. You know, at least, and then the ones that are close enough to link up do. You know, but actually organizing online, you know, in a space where we know that we're free to, you know, discuss things and to talk about our business and, you know, aspirations that we have and that sort of thing. Like, that's something that you can't find in the world.
Exactly. I mean, if these kids grew up, most of the kids that's in the hood, they grew up in that neighborhood. So if you have a business, then you should be giving them, you know, jobs or at least job training. You know,
yeah.
If they have something to do, they won't be doing something wrong.
Yeah, apprenticeship,
you know,
programs, all that.
Exactly. I mean, if you have a bakery, you can teach the kids how to bake. What's wrong with that? You know,
yeah.
If you have a printing store, you can teach them how to print and, you know, make them runners or do whatever you're going to do before the drug dealers start hiring them. You know, so, I mean, these are the things that we need to be doing for our own people. Doesn't make any sense to sit here and be, you know, screwing our own people over because we're trying to, you know, make somebody who doesn't care about us happy, you know. And then we talk about the schools, the Detroit schools and stuff like that. But what we need to do is, you know, we need to start building our own. I mean, they just had an article about they're going to be opening up a gay and lesbian school in Atlanta for gay and lesbian kids. I'm like, are you serious?
As young as 5 years old, they're accepting.
Exactly. See, this is this. You know, if they don't get us in the front, they get us in the back. No pun intended. All I'm saying is that you can create a gay school, you can create a black school. And, you know, I mean, we have black colleges, even though they were built by white people and everything like that. But for the most part, they are black. So if we can build black colleges, or we have black colleges, we can sit here and send our kids to these black colleges. I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I said, when my sons, you know, get old enough, if they get scholarships and things like that to college, if they want to play football or basketball or whatever, or soccer or whatever they can play, I want them to go to a black college because I want them to go, you know, to be around their own people. Because when they go to these white schools, you see time and time again, even though they are participating in this, but you see all these black kids, they get in trouble. alcohol, drugs, women talking, saying that they raping them and all this other madness. You know, I mean, this stuff is happening at these white schools, and all they do is use them, you know, because obviously they're using them for sports, but they get no education. When I went to City College, basically black school, but for the most part, as it still is, the teachers cared. They were more interactive with you, you know. Then I went to the school that my school was partnered with, and it was like a standoffish type of thing. I'm the teacher, you the student, I'll talk to you, but that's it. It was a dry business conversation. You know, they didn't care about my needs, wants, and desires. They just, you know, this is the homework. You don't understand it. Okay, go to the tutor, and that's it. So, not saying all schools are like that, but, you know, we need to start doing for self, and it starts with doing business with each other.
Yeah.
So that's the, you know, that's the nuts and bolts of doing business with our time now. It's a, you know, it's a we thing. It's not a me thing. It's a we thing. We, you know, we can only go as far as we all go. We can't sit here and say me forever. Because it all boils down to doing business. If I don't have any customers, I don't have a business. If you don't have a business, and we all don't have a business, then we out of business. Then we sitting here looking. I mean, Walmart can close 270 stores and not blink an eye because they're going to automatically make that money. All the money that they're not paying in salaries and lights and gas and electric and storage and all the other stuff, that goes right back to in their pocket. Right back in their pocket. If you close up your business, you have nothing. Even if you had three different stores, you still out of business, period. So that's the difference between a Walmart and us. So we need to get our heads out of the sand and say we need to work with each other, for each other, because we all we got.
Yeah.
It's good that we have other people that want to help, want to do business with us, but when it all boils down to it, you know, it's us or nothing. So, any last words before we go? We got like less than 2 minutes or so.
No, I mean, I agree. Businesses, we need to get out of businesses on our time now, for one, because I like purchasing more black businesses, and I'd appreciate it if it was more convenient for me.
Exactly.
So,
well,
for real,
yeah.
All consumers feel like I do, so that's why they need to get there.
Exactly. So we, you know, we're going to keep on trucking. I mean, you know, the hardest thing is to build a black business. So we're going to keep on moving forward. We have a few hiccups and stumbles and things like that, but, you know, we're going to try to make this work because it's for our people. So
yeah,
exactly. So I like to thank everybody that's gonna listen, will listen, did listen to the show. You know, without you guys, we have nothing. So thank you, and until the next show, we out.
Peace.
Huh?